In eastern Kentucky, the heritage of folk and traditional music from instruments like guitars, mandolins, and dulcimers is deeply seated. Senior arts correspondent Jeffrey Brown reports on an effort to capitalize on this rich culture while offering some residents a fresh start in the process. It's part of our ongoing coverage of the intersection of health and arts, part of our Canvas series.
When I first started, I had never really worked with any kind of fine woodworking.
Jeremy Haney hand makes mandolins for the Troublesome Creek Stringed Instrument Company.
It's been a learning experience. It's been a challenge, a big learning curve for me as far as like paying attention to detail and having my eyes open to what to look for.
He's proud of his craftsmanship, making instruments that will retail for about $2,000. But even more so, he says, the work has given him purpose.
I destroyed myself with drugs and alcohol and just wrong decisions. And the work that I found gave me something to plug my mind into, to keep my hands busy. I love it.
Nearly every one of the more than dozen workers at Troublesome Creek is in recovery from substance abuse.
That's really pretty.
Doug Nazelrode heads Troublesome Creek. A master luthier or stringed instrument maker himself, he came to Hindman here in the mountains of eastern Kentucky to teach the craft about 14 years ago and found people struggling.
We began to realize that there was more dire need in the community because the opioid epidemic and the damage that it had compounded with the downturn of coal.
So you came to fill one need, in a sense.
Yeah.
And then you found another one.
Yeah. There was a larger purpose that came with the people in addiction.
In partnership with a local rehab center, the county's drug court, and the nearby Appalachian Artisan Center, Nazelrode co-founded a program called Culture of Recovery, providing workshops for blacksmithing, ceramics, and luthery to those in recovery.
Stringed instrument making involves a long curve of delayed gratification. You have a labor-intensive activity. The rewards are not immediate. You really have to come back day after day and week after week to get to that result. If you engage in that and do so consistently, it is our experience that people can really dig out of addiction when they find another focus.
In 2019, he started Troublesome Creek as a nonprofit, hiring those like Haney who had taken to the craft. The company is named for the creek that runs through Hindman, which in the summer of 2022 lived up to its name, flooding quickly as part of an historic disaster that killed 45 people in the larger region, including 22 here in Knott County. Downtown Hindman was underwater, and the building that housed Troublesome Creek's factory was inundated, destroying instruments and hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment.
It broke everyone's heart. My boys were just like, Doug, did we just get fired?
And they thought they had lost the work, the jobs,
the work, the job, their dream, their home in this place. And almost instantly, I realized I had to gather them up and say, all right, boys, get your work boots on. We're going to dig out.
For half a year, the luthiers of Troublesome Creek became a cleanup crew, mucking out the space.
We cleaned up and salvaged everything we could, and the rest has been replaced by donations and grants and just hard work.
This whole neighborhood was underwater.
Jeremy Haney took us to the apartment he had just moved into when the flood hit, down the road from the workshop. Everything in his ground floor apartment was destroyed.
I thought it was a total loss. I didn't think that I would ever get to go back to work building mandolins there. And it was a bad feeling too, because I thought I was going to have to go back home to where I grew up at, and that wasn't the option for me.
The 1930s-era building that Troublesome Creek is housed in was owned by a community college. And once reconstruction was completed, it was donated to the instrument-making nonprofit, including a community space for performances.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Not Downtown Radio Hour.
We saw the first post-flood performance there of an occasional live-stream musical review featuring local artists.
I say bye.
and even a few songs by employees of Troublesome Creek. Brian Owens is one of the newest employees coming to the work after more than two decades of addiction.
Opioids, methamphetamine, heroin, fentanyl, I'd done it all. Went into this rehab that got me into this place on a overdose. Prison, back, prison again.
After landing in rehab, he pushed hard to start learning guitar making at Troublesome Creek.
I thought maybe I could get my foot in the door a little bit because I knew what I was doing, so I talked a lot of big stuff to get in here.
But you knew something. I mean, you knew it could really help you.
Yeah, I've never done anything that I've woke up and said, wow, I get to go to work. You can't keep a job in addiction. You get a job, but you can't keep a job. Mm-hmm. This is the longest I've ever kept a job in my life, and I've had this job a year, and that's pretty pathetic, but it's just the case, you know. Mm-hmm. I love this place.
Are there failures along the way? I mean, are there people you've seen relapse?
Yeah, one or two, which is heartbreaking every time.
But for those that can stick, Neasel Road says there is real transformation on the other side.
I judge success in the lives of these people. I would like to see us become a major economic engine in a tiny little town, and we're well on our way to that. But there's different ways to measure profit.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Hindman, Kentucky.